her son is was so adorable. I mean, he was a great kid, very polite, very respectful. His mom did an excellent job raising him. Just an overall good kid. She always had him in a lot of sports and just a lot of activities, even as a toddler. And I remember when he was taking Spanish classes. And just earlier this year, we all went to a basketball game. And he is a very nice kid, or was a very nice kid. So I'm really sorry to hear what happened. So it's a tragedy. But I'm really sorry to hear about that.
And when you're... And how old was he again?
12.
12, right. Okay. When, and to think of all the possibilities and things like that, because he was, you talked about all the different things that he did or was involved in, and lots of things that he loved. Anything that you remember in particular about him that he
loved? Oh, my gosh, yes. I can actually say he loved to eat. I mean, there would be many times that we would be on the phone just talking, and he would always say, "Mom, I'm hungry." So, I mean, he had a big appetite.
Just a growing boy.
Yeah, growing boy, absolutely.
All right.
Was he excited about going to the camp, you know?
Oh, yeah. He was very excited about going to the camp. In fact, his mom was excited, and she phoned me prior to putting him in the camp, debating on whether or not she was going to put him in the camp. So she is really, you know, really excited and just talked and raved about how great this camp was. She had a brochure and she was reviewing it, and they had all these activities and that he would love it. So, yeah, they both were excited.
And when you heard about what happened?
I was shocked. When I heard about what happened, it was, she had texted me, sent me a text message, and she said the funeral was such and such date. I saw it on the news, but I didn't know it was him, because in the beginning they didn't, you know, say a name, they didn't release a name or have a photo. And so when I got the text, I was kind of devastated, and I called her right away.
And to be here today is really tough.
Yeah, I think I've been breaking down more than she has, but I'm, you know, I know she's sad, and it will probably hit her later on.
But it's hit
but
you.
I'm here to support her and her family.
But it's hit you too. So
oh my goodness, yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe what that's been like to you?
It just makes my heart flutter.